Exam Corner. TSA Listening. Part 1. Toby and her friends are planning to go trick-or-treating during Halloween. You have 25 seconds to read the questions below. The conversation will be played twice. There are 5 questions in all. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all answers the second time. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Ginny. Hi, Sam. Are you two allowed to go trick-or-treating during Halloween?
Yes, both our parents said we could go.
We just need to sort out the arrangements. What time should we go?
I was thinking we could go around 5:30 so that we can get to houses earlier than other children, and people will be more likely to have sweets for us.
Why don't we go around 7 p.m. then?
That's a bit late.
How about 6:30 p.m. then? That's a good compromise.
That's good for me.
Me too. So we'll meet at 6:30. What costumes are you going to wear? We have to dress up for Halloween. I was thinking of going as a pirate.
Oh, but I have a pirate costume. We cannot both go as pirates.
Oh, okay. I'll go as something else. What are you going as, Ginny?
I'm going to be a fairy. I have wings and a pink dress. We have a fancy dress box at home, so I got them from that.
Oh, I wish we had a fancy dress box. Maybe I could go as a sailor. I could wear white trousers and a blue and white stripy T-shirt and draw a ship's anchor on my arm.
Do you have white trousers and a blue and white stripy top, Toby?
No, I don't, Sam.
So why not go as a ghost instead? It is easy to make a ghost costume.
Oh, yes! I could wear a big white sheet and cut out eye holes.
Good idea. You would look very spooky.
Hey, apart from our costumes, what else are you two bringing?
I'm bringing a camera so we can take photos of us dressed up.
What are we going to collect the sweets and chocolates in?
Oh, yes, good question. You should bring a bag or a basket if you have one.
All right, I can get a bag. Hopefully we will get a lot of treats.
Yes, I'm really excited about this.
Actually, I'm a bit anxious. What if people get angry with us for disturbing them, or if they shut the door on us?
Come on, Ginny, it's going to be fun. Most people understand it is a Halloween custom to go trick-or-treating and have candy ready by the door to give out.
Yes, don't worry. We'll be fine. I had a great time last year.
Did you go trick-or-treating in your building?
Yes, I started at the top and worked my way down.
I live on the 3rd floor, so I think we should start there this year and work our way up instead. That way, we can start with my friendly neighbours.
Why don't we start on the ground floor?
There are only shops on the ground floor, no flats.
Okay then, let's start on your floor and work upwards.
We may find it easier to knock on doors that have Halloween decorations on them, as they are more likely to have candy to give out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Spooky decorations are used to celebrate Halloween. If people don't have them, we will not knock on their door.
Okay then, so we are agreed. We're going to have a wonderful evening.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Ginny. Hi, Sam. Are you two allowed to go trick-or-treating during Halloween?
Yes, both our parents said we could go.
We just need to sort out the arrangements. What time should we go?
I was thinking we could go around 5:30 so that we can get to houses earlier than other children and people will be more likely to have sweets for us.
Why don't we go around 7 p.m. then?
That's a bit late.
How about 6:30 p.m. then? That's a good compromise.
That's good for me.
Me too. So we'll meet at 6:30. What costumes are you going to wear? We have to dress up for Halloween. I was thinking of going as a pirate.
Oh, but I have a pirate costume. We cannot both go as pirates.
Oh, okay. I'll go as something else. What are you going as, Ginny?
I'm going to be a fairy. I have wings and a pink dress. We have a fancy dress box at home, so I got them from that.
Oh, I wish we had a fancy dress box. Maybe I could go as a sailor. I could wear white trousers and a blue and white stripy t-shirt and draw a ship's anchor on my arm.
Do you have white trousers and a blue and white stripy top, Toby?
No, I don't, Sam.
So, why not go as a ghost instead? It is easy to make a ghost costume.
Oh, yes. I could wear a big white sheet and cut out eye holes.
Good idea. You would look very spooky.
Hey, apart from our costumes, what else are you two bringing?
I'm bringing a camera so we can take photos of us dressed up.
What are we going to collect the sweets and chocolates in?
Oh, yes, good question. You should bring a bag or a basket if you have one.
All right, I can get a bag. Hopefully we will get a lot of treats.
Yes, I'm really excited about this.
Actually, I'm a bit anxious. What if people get angry with us for disturbing them, or if they shut the door on us?
Come on, Ginny, it's going to be fun. Most people understand it is a Halloween custom to go trick-or-treating and have candy ready by the door to give out.
Yes, don't worry. We'll be fine. I had a great time last year.
Did you go trick-or-treating in your building?
Yes, I started at the top and worked my way down.
I live on the third floor, so I think we should start there this year and work our way up instead. That way, we can start with my friendly neighbours.
Why don't we start on the ground floor?
There are only shops on the ground floor, no flats.
Okay then, let's start on your floor and work upwards.
We may find it easier to knock on doors that have Halloween decorations on them, as they are more likely to have candy to give out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Spooky decorations are used to celebrate Halloween. If people don't have them, we will not knock on their door.
Okay then, so we are agreed. We're going to have a wonderful evening.
You have 25 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.